Finally, Bob, we have a card from Ronald G. Spangler, Jr. of Chesapeake, Virginia, the United States. Remember, in December, the American astronaut Owen Garriott was in the space shuttle Columbia, and he was a radio ham. He brought a 2-meter walkie-talkie with him, apparently just a couple of watts, 4 watts or something, with a whip antenna inside the space capsule up there in outer space. And Donald wants to know, hey, have you talked to that radio amateur in the space shuttle? Are there astronomers in Switzerland making any plans for the return of Halley's Comet? That I can't tell you. But why don't you write to the Great Saturday Grapevine on alternate Saturdays? They might be able to tell you. And I'll pass the card along to them for an answer. But no, I didn't talk to them. I'm not really that much into UHF, or VHF rather, Bob, and you're not either.
Neither am I.
But we do have a technician here at SRI, Dominique Mueller, who's quite a hotshot there when it comes to satellite ham radio on VHF. And he was able to record Owen Garriott from the space shuttle on the 4th of December and the 2nd of December. And he recorded this at home. I just want you to hear, he didn't contact him apparently, or I didn't hear the rest of the story, but this is the way it sounded.
To a Foxtrot 1 and several other calls in France, and I may have gotten an Italian call in there. However, I'll have to get the exact call sorted out off my tape recorder when I get back. W5 Lima Foxtrot Lima, spacecraft Columbia. Continuing on across Europe, let me just check my trajectory here and see where we are at this point. Looks like crossing the Mediterranean yet? Just coming across the Mediterranean at this time, so I'll be receiving calls for another about 75 seconds here. W5 Lima Foxtrot Lima, and the spacecraft Columbia is tuning a band.
Not bad quality from outer space, very good. And then here was a CQ that he gave out.
Hello, CQ. Calling CQ Europe. Calling CQ Europe. This is W5 Lima Foxtrot Lima in the spacecraft Columbia. Calling CQ. Hello, CQ Europe. Calling CQ Europe. This is W5 Lima Foxtrot Lima in the spacecraft Columbia. Calling CQ and standing by for your calls for the next 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Over.
Well, isn't that something, calling Europe on 2 meters with 4 watts? It shows you what altitude can
do,
Bob.
It's a sensation, all right, thinking that he looks down and it just talks of a small low-power transmitter to the guys down there.
That's the way it sounded. Thanks again to Dominique Mueller. Bob, that's it for another edition of the Merry-Go-Round. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time on February the 11th. Next weekend, don't forget, RCI will have another installment of the Radio Database International Band Report, and also there'll be an item on the World Administrative Radio Conference in Geneva. We will be back on February the 11th in 2 weeks with a report from Don Jensen and David Meisel. Until then, our address.
Quite a jam-packed program. Yes, don't forget, friends, we live on your mail, and we expect you to write in, sit right down, and send us a letter with your queries and the problems on and around the radio and the shortwave radio, and we'd be pleased to give you, hopefully, an educated answer. The address, the Two Bobs, Swiss Radio International, Bern, Switzerland.
The Two Bobs, Swiss Radio International, Bern, Switzerland.
So until that 11th of February, this is Bob Tomlin and
Bob Zanotti
saying goodbye.
Good day, excellent.
And very best of 73s.